Book 2, Canto 12, The Heavens of the Ideal, page 280 until 282. Our human knowledge is a candle burnt on a dim altar to a sun-vast truth. Man's virtue, a coarse-spun, ill-fitting dress, apparels wooden images of good. Passionate and blinded, bleeding, stained with mire, his energy stumbles towards a deathless force. An imperfection dogs our highest strength. Portions and pale reflections are our share. Happy the worlds that have not felt our fall, where will is one with truth and good with power. Impoverished not by earth mind's indigence, they keep God's natural breath of mightiness, his bare, spontaneous, swift intensities. There is his great transparent mirror, self, and there his sovereign autarky of bliss, in which immortal natures have their part, heirs and co-sharers of divinity. He through the ideal's kingdoms moved at will, accepted their beauty and their greatness bore, partook of the glories of their wonder fields, but passed nor stayed beneath their splendor's rule. All there was an intense but partial light. In each a seraph-winged, high-browed idea united all knowledge by one master thought, persuaded all action to one golden sense, all powers subjected to a single power, and made a world where it could reign alone, an absolute ideal's perfect home. Insignia of their victory and their faith, they offered to the traveller at their gates a quenchless flame or an unfading flower, emblem of a high kingdom's privilege. A glorious shining angel of the way presented to the seeking of the soul the sweetness and the might of an idea, each deemed truth's intimate fount and summit force, the heart of the meaning of the universe, perfection's key, passport to paradise. Yet were there regions where these absolutes met, and made a circle of bliss with married hands. Light stood embraced by light, fire wedded fire, but none in the other would his body lose to find his soul in the world's single soul, a multiplied rapture of infinity. Onward he passed to a diviner sphere. There, joined in a common greatness, light and bliss, all high and beautiful and desirable powers, forgetting their difference and their separate reign, become a single, multitudinous whole. Above the parting of the roads of time, above the silence and its thousandfold word, in the immutable and inviolate truth, forever united and inseparable, the radiant children of eternity dwell on the wide spirit height where all are one.